Publishers have long made the same argument. Printing a public notice in a newspaper ensures government transparency. They also say they need the money those legal notices bring in. As it stands, state law mandates those notices. Organizations like the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities have pushed for a change that would allow them to publish shorter legal notices in print and longer ones online on their government websites. Now it looks like any changes to state law along these lines may have to wait.
The bill is still on the Senate calendar with 3 days to go. You never know what's going to happen.
That's Chris Vandyhoof. He runs the Connecticut Daily Newspaper Association.
I gather there's not a ton of support for it, but that can all certainly change by midnight on Wednesday.
The latest proposal would have allowed towns and cities to publish shortened notices in print and longer ones online, but they wouldn't have been on municipal websites, but on newspaper websites instead. It's a measure Vandyhoof says his members can agree to. But a spokesman for the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities says his members are still concerned about how much such a system would cost. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.